In advance of the summit, a subgroup of small island states met to demand a legally binding agreement in Paris to limit average temperature rise to less than 1.5 degrees Celsius in this century. That's a figure unlikely to find much support from the two heavyweights of the Pacific Islands Forum, Australia and New Zealand. Leaks of a draft forum declaration called for a 2-degree threshold. Most scientists say that global warming is almost certain to pass both levels, even if the UN conference agrees to stringent cuts on fossil fuels. But lower thresholds are important to Pacific leaders for two reasons. First, sea level rise will almost certainly claim Kiribati, Tuvalu, and the Marshall Islands by the end of this century, no matter what, and other island nations may be next. The second reason is regional politics. The 1.5 standard was also endorsed by a rival organization, the Pacific Islands Development Forum, last week. That group was organized by Fiji's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, after his country was suspended by the original group following a military coup. Though Fiji has been reinstated after elections, Bainimarama refuses to attend so long as Australia and New Zealand remain as members. As major donors to many Pacific Island states, he says, they wield undue influence. His charge will find some resonance from Nauru. Its leader, Baron Waka, accused New Zealand of bullying after Auckland cut off $760,000 in aid to protest human rights abuses. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.